McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. Now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, this past Friday night, first round of the state playoffs, and we drew Wheeler County.
Yep, they were a handful.
They were. I'll tell you what, you know, their mascot is the Bulldogs, and for a few minutes I was wondering if that was the Georgia Bulldogs line they had out there. They had some big, big guys out there, and they wanted to just run it down our throats. But the good thing is we went into the game 9-1. Now we're 10-1 with a good 28-13 win on Friday night. So why don't you tell us what your game plan was going into, especially let's start on defense because that's where we started. We kicked off to them.
Yeah, that's where I was about to start. We knew we were going to have trouble with their offense. So they were going to run right at us was the guess that we had. We guessed correctly. So we had our base defense ready, and then we had a changeup ready in case they were too much for us to handle, you know, the downhill run game. So we were coming off the field. They were getting ready to punt, and they faked a punt, and they were able to run that about 30 yards, and then they stayed on the field and were able to punch it in, you know, later. But we noticed that the punt was an illegal punt. The center snapped the ball and kept it on his tail end and just held it there, which is illegal. It has to transition from one player to the next. So that play was outlawed in 2004 as far as being able to do it. So nobody could find the ball, so when the up back kind of trots up, takes the ball off the center's tail end, and nobody, you know, it was a tough play to swallow once you saw it on film. Officials should catch those plays, but everybody's human.
Well, and in their defense only, when he snapped the ball, we were watching the punter.
The antics of the punter.
And the punter jumped up, you know, like it was going over his head, and I'm looking for the ball. And I don't see the ball.
Nobody saw the ball because it was hidden from the center.
And then the next thing I know, Kenny's hollering, "Hey, it's a fake. He's running down the field."
Well, it was a fake snap, too. He faked it, which is illegal.
I didn't see that. I didn't see it go to anybody, and that
it
was...
It didn't go to anybody.
Wow.
So that was tough. Well, so they got in down the red zone, and they pretty much ran over one or two of our defensive looks. And so we went to the second look. And that was I call it a spill defense where everything is jammed on the inside. We couldn't let those big guys up backs ahead get a running start at us.
Yeah.
So we stopped any momentum they had and bounced everything outside to our speed, and that seemed to be the trick to shut them down most of the rest of the night.
Well, they were running number three, I call him the quarterback, but he was just big running back, and he was like a bowling ball, Jason Culver, and He was a tough runner.
Yeah, they came. We got their A game. They wanted to knock us off for sure.
They sure did. They came in with that attitude of we're just going to pound it down your throats, and that's what they tried to do.
I saw them get after. Their region champ was Wilcox County, and first two drives of that ball game, they were up. They scored two times in a row, just mashing them. So we had to have a plan for it, and luckily it worked.
Well, that's good. That's good. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, after the fake punt, they did score on us. They went up 7-0, and then we took over on offense.
Yeah. They drained off the clock too, but you know, being able to stay on the field, they had taken 8 minutes. That was an 8 minute drive.
It was.
We didn't touch the ball until about the 4 minute mark, and then. Drove a good ways, but we got a penalty and never could recover from that. We turned the ball over on downs.
And then we go into the second quarter.
Yeah, we had a much better second quarter.
We did.
Scored 14 in the second quarter and even hit our pooch kick and recovered it.
Yeah, it wasn't an onside kick, but he kicked a – it was a beautiful high kick toward the sidelines.
Yeah, pooch.
A pooch, and they just kind of watched it.
They
and
had no sideline player, and we had two.
And I thought it was going to go out of bounds, and then our I don't even remember who it
was.
Could
have easily. That's just a gamble we took.
And he ran up there and recovered it, stayed in bounds with it, and we had the ball. And that was a beautiful play.
Yeah, Dante, for that kick, got to go eat pizza at B&J's last night.
Well, you tell him for us up in the booth, that was the best kick of the season. So he gets the award. Well, we go up at we're up 14-7 at halftime.
Don't forget the 2-point conversion.
Well, I won't. Okay, on the first touchdown, we went for two and we got it.
Yep.
And what was your thinking there? How come you were deciding to go for two instead of trying to kick the extra points?
I thought our kicking game was a little shaky. At the beginning, she didn't look like her normal self, and I thought, I need to swing the momentum. So if we miss the extra point, 7-6, momentum's still in their favor. If I get this 2-point conversion, we swing the momentum back to us, and that's what we did.
Well, and then on the second touchdown, you again tried to go for two but missed it, but we're up 14-7.
Yeah, we should have had that one. That was not a well-executed play.
Well, anyway, we're up 14-7 at halftime and feeling pretty good, and we're going to get the opening kickoff to start the second half.
Yep.
What kind of adjustments were you making in the locker room?
Didn't make a ton. We just, had to survive their onslaught of punches. So, one of the things was the penalties, being able to get on off the field. It was, some pretty basic adjustments. It wasn't a ton we were doing wrong. We were just having to survive their initial attack.
Well, we noticed, too, that on offense, you had really wide splits.
Yep.
With the offensive line, and you were running out of the pistol, and you were attacking the edges and not attacking the middle, which – I thought it was a good game plan.
Yeah, he had bunched it. We took the wide splits, which eliminates a gap defense. It makes the player have to defeat the block, and it makes the player have to make an open field tackle.
Yeah.
So his answer to that, and we had anticipated it, was to blast the middle of the formation because it's just loose in the middle. There's a lot of gaps there, a lot of space. And we knew that if we could get the snap off, we had a chance to get it off tackle, off the edge. But some of our snaps were not very good. So that was one of the big adjustments we made at halftime. But we used three centers Friday.
Well, I know, and your starting center was out with injury, so you put in a new one, and he was doing fine, but then I think he lost his confidence.
He did. He snapped and hit himself in the butt. And
I
was like, hey, I got to get him out. He's rattled. So the kid was a great blocker, a great player for us, but he just was trying to fill in.
Put him back at his regular position.
He did fine, and then we moved another young man there that's not played center all year, and he was doing okay, but he got stepped on. And so I was like, good night. So then we moved Brandon Acree back there at the JV center, who filled in at Portal, and he finished the rest of the night, did a good job.
He did a great job. His snaps were excellent, and we saw a big difference there. Okay, we got more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000, Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Okay, welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. Okay, Coach, there was a in that first half, there were a few questionable calls, especially on that first drive. They threw the ball to their wide receiver at the end zone, and from where we were sitting, both players were running side by side, or he was well covered, but the ball was way, looked like it was pretty far out of bounds, and the contact was all made outside the end zone, and then we got caught flagged for pass interference.
That's a judgment call, interpretation of pass interference. That's true. But the out of bounds was also true.
Yeah. So anyway, that hurt us, because then they got a 15-yard penalty and got much closer to the goal. So two things on that opening drive really hurt us, the illegal fake punt and then the pass interference call that went their way.
Yeah, I knew we had to start having some things go our way eventually. So
well,
weathered the storm.
That's what you have to do. Okay, well, we get the second half kickoff, and let's talk about that. Our first drive there was not – we didn't do much with it.
I don't remember all the details. I remember being behind the sticks, which would be indicative of a penalty.
Well, we had several offside penalties throughout the game where I know on one time the whole left side of the line lined up in the neutral zone.
I didn't get that. We hadn't done that all year. I just think it was those guys trying to play hard and losing their minds a little bit. Our focus level and with a couple of our starters wasn't where it needed to be Friday, so we've got to get that back on track.
Well, after that, though, they straightened up and they finally figured out. And you were in those wider splits, too. So
I thought they were having some trouble with some things that Wheeler was doing on defense. And instead of making our normal adjustment, I think we got too creative and came lined up offside.
We did. But you got it fixed, and they did well. Well, back to the second half. We shot ourselves in the foot with a few penalties and had to punt the ball back to them. And what did they do?
They had their only drive of the second half.
Was it at that point that was,
in the name? I don't remember exactly.
I don't either. They did score in the third quarter, and he missed the extra point.
We blocked it.
Blocked it.
Yep, that was the second big block of the year. That kept it from
being tied.
Score would have been 14-14, so that was another big momentum shift. And one of the things our kids did, they switched the block side to the other side, and I thought, that's okay. I see why they did it, because they had that big 56 where a normal point of attack is.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't. The other side didn't move over. They didn't switch with each other. One side just came over to the other side, and we overloaded and blocked it. We got lucky because if they had had a check system, they would have walked in the end zone for 2 points.
Well, they had a good kicker too, because he was booming field goals and extra points. So that was a big, big block. They had the advantage in the kicking game on that part from us. Well, then we had to come back and answer.
Yeah,
we did. We put together a drive.
It was a pretty good drive, too.
A very good drive. And we took it down. And it looked like they were wearing out. They looked like they were gassed, getting gassed. But they were like us. They played a lot of kids both ways, as we did. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Because when I looked at the starting lineups and announced them, about 9/10 of the players I announced for them on offense were on defense.
Now, one thing our offense will do is wear on you, especially if it's being effective. And we wore them down later in the game. They were done in the late fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, when you scored that touchdown, when we came back and scored that touchdown, and then the 2-point conversion, that was big, and it was pretty easy. He just waltzed right on in.
That 2-point conversion was to give us. To score at that time, if we kicked the extra point, or miss the extra point, it's 20-13.
That's right.
If we go for kick the extra point, it's a 2-point conversion from them. And I was like, I want to make this a 2-score game. So I thought we could get in, and we did. So it ended up being 22-13.
Well, we figured that's what you were doing at that point. We thought up in the booth that was a good call.
Well, when you make it, it's a good call.
Well, but we had Mo on our side. We were pounding them pretty good.
I thought, if he kicks the extra point, at worst case, it's tied. Yeah.
You had Jarice and DeAndre running the ball hard, and they were breaking tackles and carrying men down the field.
Yeah, they were both. Speaking of that, the all region votes came in yesterday.
And, yeah,
you're usually lucky if you get a running back on there or whatnot. We had two. There were three running backs selected for the all region team. Jarice was a top vote getter for the whole region. And the kid from Jenkins County was the second most votes, but DeAndre got the third spot. So we had two backs in the all-region selection.
And I'll bet that one from Jenkins County was that little kid who could scamper.
I think he was number 6, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him. I hope he graduates.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Jenkins is going to be really tough next year in the skill position.
Oh, yes, I remember him. You don't forget some of those backs, and he was hard to tackle too. He was not a one person tackle or an arm tackle too. Well, that's great that we've got two first team all region players there. And I'll tell you what, they run the ball hard. They really do. Yep. They just they break tackles and they carry people down the field and they're just churning. I like the scrums that we sometimes get.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah. Because you get your linemen involved too, and all of a sudden, here we go.
Yeah, we found a little identity here late on offense, which has been nice.
I like to say a rugby game broke out in the middle of the football game. So
yeah, we've been doing a good job of stretching the field horizontally, and getting the ball in our best players' hands. So
yeah. Well, they're running the ball well, even up the middle against that team. When you, as the game went on and they started wearing down, you started running the ball up the middle, and you were having great success there, too.
I think one of the coaches told me we were averaging like 6.8 yards a carry there late.
You were. It was good game. Oh, well, anyway, and then that puts us up there, and then we get another touchdown. Late in the game. Yeah, another good drive.
We missed the extra point there. Actually tried to kick that one and missed it. So that kept it at – so we made two-point conversions. So it was 28 to 13
at that point. And on your extra point try, you sent Maddie in to kick the extra point, and she missed it, but they're in big number 12. I don't know why he did it, but he ran over Maddie.
Well, they had two fouls. They hurdled the line, which is illegal in high school.
Right.
And then they also roughed the kicker. So we got to kick it again, and we missed it.
Missed it. And they didn't rough her on that one.
No.
But I think, yes, she's our girl kicker, and she puts a helmet on, and she's subject to being tackled, but she got right back up and was ready to go. So kudos to her.
Yeah, she's tough. She practices hard. It's got to be a little bit intimidating in that environment. But
yep.
I was kind of cut up with her. I said, "You get hit? It hurt? What did he say?" She said, "He said my bad."
Well, that's good. That's good. That's sportsmanship there. And I don't know that he did it intentionally. I just think in the moment, you know. We'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien? Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, who were your standout players in the Wheeler County game? What did we have?
For offense, the best blocking grade of the night was Omari Lamb at tight end. He did a great job. You know, I ran our sidelines a lot. That was behind he and Danny Thomas and Keemon Thorpe and Ladarius West and, you know, the upbacks that came over on that side. They kept adjusting to the field. And I was like, okay, I love running on my boundary because I can see what you're doing. You're giving me the weak side to our boundary. So we just
take it.
Kept running. I'd go back to the field a little bit, just like a boxer faints a punch, and just to make them just stay over there. That was kind of a wasted call.
Well, you got to put those in there.
Yeah, so that's how that on offense. Jerese Campbell led all rushers. He had 22 carries for 143 yards,
wow.
A long of 21 yards, two touchdowns. He averaged 6.5 yards a carry, and then his. The other back was, of course, DeAndre Bacon. He had 15 carries, 91 yards, 6.1 yards a carry, long of 38, and two touchdowns.
Okay. Ladarius carried it some for you. How'd he do?
They keyed on him. He was more of a decoy. He had 5 yards rushing on 4 carries, but he was a decoy most of the night.
Well, he was running that little reverse.
Little jet sweep.
Jet sweep for you.
Yeah, he had one of those decently good, and then the other times they just chased him like a dog chasing a ball. We ran the counter isolation off of it to the back the other way away from the jet. It ended up, they were following the jet and going with the jet, so we got even weaker numbers on the weak side. That's when DeAndre first popped that big 38-yard run.
Yeah, that's a good call. Well, passing. One pass. Got a pass interference on it,
yeah,
which was good. Gave us a first down, and we eventually scored.
If he catches it, you know.
It's going to be a touchdown.
It's a touchdown, and they interfered, gave us a huge first down, put us deep in the red zone, and we ended up scoring.
Yeah, that was good. Well, Coach, who were your defensive standouts?
Well, the player of the game was Tyrese Campbell. His stats weren't as impressive as his effort. He had 5 tackles and 2 assists and 2 tackles for a loss. But the way they were running the ball at us,
yeah.
he battled all night inside against that interior run game and really did maybe his best game of his career.
That's good. And I noticed as the game wore on, he wore down. He was tired. He had played hard. But when the ball was snapped, he was there. He was ready.
And then, of course, Lake Linton had a good ball game.
Oh, yeah, he did.
But really, the defensive team effort was good.
Well, you put Lake in on offense some, too.
That center, number 66, with a 2X jersey, looked like a towel on him. But, he wanted to win a football game, and we were out of center, so.
Well, we had to do something. Well, Coach, first round of the playoffs is over. Now we move on to the second round.
Yeah, we got Clinch County.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The Clinch County Panthers, an old rival. We've played many times in the playoffs, the regular season.
The winner of this game usually has a nice playoff run.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Well, what have you seen on film?
Clinch is, they're really good. They're sitting at 9 wins and 2 losses. They lost the region championship late in the game to Charlton County in the Swamp War.
Yeah.
I got to see that game. That was a good ball game. The Clinch offense is they've got two explosive receivers. One's really explosive. We're going to have to deal with him. Then they've got they run a similar look to us, except they're spread out. They have a spread wildcat package that they run. The quarterback is also the best running back, but he can throw the ball. He can run the ball. So we've got to deal with he and that receiver are the two main threats. Defensively, they're fast. They've given up more points than us. I think, just if you look at the records and the season, I'd probably give Clinch the nod offensively and give us the nod defensively.
Okay. So it's going to come down to being another Probably not a high scoring game.
Clint's going to do what they do on offense. We've improved dramatically on offense since the earlier parts of the year when we had some common opponents. And then defensively, we're going to do what we do, and they've got to contend with that. So it's a pretty even matchup.
Be a good game. We didn't have any turnovers Friday night, other than on downs one time. But other than that, no fumbles, no interceptions.
Yeah, they actually played a pretty clean game, too. They only had one. I would have had two with that interception, but they only had
one. Well, we got that interception late in the game, which stopped their drive.
That was Darius West that did that.
Did he? Mm-hmm. That was a great play, too.
Yeah, he caught it.
I think he was trying to throw the ball away, wasn't he? And
Darius caught it. Darius was parallel to the ground when he caught that thing.
He was diving out of nowhere. Look what I found. And that, of course, that ended the ball game for them. They just we were able to run out the clock. Well, I know it's going to be another war with the Panthers. So you got any special game plan you don't want to tell us about on the air?
Really. Pretty simple at this point. Both schools will be like, here we are, here's what we do, and here we come.
Yeah.
There'll be a wrinkle or two for a surprise, but that's about it.
Well, I will tell you this. Watch for the onside kicks and watch for the fake punts. And if you can do that, then we'll take a lot of mystery away from them.
Yeah, there's no secret about what they do. They got
It's the same thing they've been doing for how many years now?
A long time.
Yeah, and they will be prepared to play.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll want to win.
Yeah, Coach Tyson does a good job.
He does.
He'll be prepared. I like to aggravate him. I text him things. Like I asked him today if he got the contract, which was a serious question.
Yeah.
I needed to know if he had gotten it, and he said yes. And I said, did you read the fine print where it says McIntosh gets five downs? And I just do still like the story, but he replied back, I'm going to have to negotiate that contract, and if it sticks, Clint gets 14 to start the game.
Well, that's good that y'all have a good relationship there. And I think the kids on both sides have a lot of respect for each other because we've had some wars before.
Yeah, this game, it's a battle of top 10 teams. In a perfect world, this game's played in the Elite Eight Final Four.
Yeah.
So one of us is going to probably get a good playoff run. The other one's going to sit back and watch it and see
what happens and say, well, we were right there with them.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we look forward to Friday night. It's going to be a good battle, and I know both teams will be ready. And kickoff at 7:30, so fans, come on out and see a good high school football game. Weather forecast right now is good.
It's going to be pretty. Now, this round of playoffs, Harold, is $10. Officially expensive, so the state sets the price.
Tickets are $10.
Yeah.
Well, it's well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That's – try to go to a college game or a pro game, and
a
little bit more than that. And this is good high school football. Yeah. So, folks, come on out and cheer for your Buccaneers. All right, Coach, congratulations again. We'll be talking next week about
– this was the third time in school history that the school achieved double-digit wins. It's going to be in the history books.
That's great. We're 10-1.
Yeah,
let's make it
2000 team was 11-3, and the 2016 team was 10-3. So this team's at 10-1 right now and counting, hopefully.
Counting. Continue to count. Well, that's great. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week at the same time.
Yeah.
With the highlights on this game. All right. Signing off.